Welcome back. Thanks for joining me for this video where we add in a second page to our application and implement some navigation in Xamarin Forms all in C#. If you haven't yet, go check out the last video where we implemented MVVM into our single page application. So here I have the app running. This is the same app from the previous video where we add in a list of notes so we can save the notes. We can say goodbye. We can delete, and they all go away. Now what I want to do is be able to click on one of those notes and navigate to it. So I've gone ahead and created a second page in my application called a details page. Now the detail page will show the text of that note and will also have a back button at the bottom. Let's add navigation to our app by going to the app.cs file. Right now, main page is just pointing to one page. And right now, it won't be able to navigate. To fix that, we will change this to be a navigation page, which is a page built into Xamarin Forms that will give us a navigation bar at the top. We'll assign it a root page, so whatever main page we want to appear first, and then we can navigate back and forth from that root page to our new page. So for the root page of our application, let's keep that as main page. And we can also assign some colors here since our app is blue. Let's keep going with the color theme and let's do a cadet blue for our bar background color. And let's set the text color to white. That should look good. Okay, so let's run the app again and see how it looks. Okay, there we go. So now we have this nice cadet blue navigation bar at the top. And when I enter in some notes, so let's say goodbye, let's say hello. When I tap on a note, I've already added in some code to navigate to the detail page. So when I tap on hello, we navigate to the next page where we see the text of our note and a back button at the bottom. Now, something you'll notice is in the navigation bar, it has a back button here. We can tap this back button to go back to the previous page. And we get that for free. We don't actually need this back button at the bottom because this is a native UI app and iOS provides that for us out of the box. We can also swipe to go back just like we would expect in any iOS application. Now, we've also implemented a back button where we can allow the user to manually tap a button to navigate back to the previous page, which should have the same behavior, and there it goes. Now, let's jump into the code to see how we did that. So in main page, we've added a couple more bindings. And let's view these side by side with the main page view model. Because in main page, we've added a binding to our collection view for the selected item property. This binding will tell the view model which item in the list that the user selected. So in our view model, we have a selected note. And there it is. So we have our note model called selected note. And so anytime a user selects or unselects anything in our list, this selected note in our view model will be updated accordingly. Likewise, the collection view also has a selection changed command property. So this is a command that will fire anytime the selection changes. So what we've done in our view model, we've bound it to the note selected command. And so this is the command that will execute anytime a user taps on the note, and we'll also be able to know which note they selected thanks to our selected note here. So let's put a breakpoint in our note selected command. And so now with this breakpoint here, when I tap on a note, we'll hit this line of code. And just as we expect, we can look at these, we can see the value of our selected note. We can see that the text of the note that we selected says goodbye. And what we first do, we need to pass in this value to our next page. And more specifically, we need to pass in that note's value to our view model. So I create a new instance of our detail page view model, which is the view model associated with our next page. And we pass in that selected note's text. Then once we have that, the next line calls navigation.push async. Now, it's called push because the navigation is actually a stack that we can push onto and pop off of. So this page will be pushed onto the navigation stack And the page below it, the root page, that main page, that will actually still be live for when we pop that page off. So we call push async, and we pass in a new instance of detail page, and that is what takes us to the next page in our application. Now, in detail page, we also have this back button that will pop this page off of the navigation stack. So let's take a look at that code in our detail view model. So our detail view model has a back button command, and this is the command that fires anytime the user taps the back button. And it calls this navigation class pop async method. So to push a page onto the navigation stack, we called push async, and to pop it off, we can manually call pop async. And that will perform the same behavior as if we tap the back button up here, but now we can implement it ourselves on this back button at the bottom. And there we go. So now we have a multi-page Xamarin Forms application that includes navigation to and from the page. Thanks so much for joining me. Stay tuned for our next video where Matt and I review everything that we've gone over together in our Xamarin 101 series.